Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
See what he did.
Hey, okay, we're back. Hour number two.
Man, that was a long break.
Yeah, it was.
Long, long break.
Yes, sir.
A good right. one, though.
I think we left off with flounder, didn't we?
Jeff was
now, let's
you.
Go to the
what
trout.
Time?
No, Jeff was about to give off his flounder spots.
Yes, where at, Jeff?
Like the secret spots.
Wait, well,
go ahead, Jeff.
The secret spots, Joe's favorite spot.
Yeah.
That's the secret spot.
Yeah.
Now, I fish up in the creeks a lot for flounder.
Mm-hmm.
They're clapboard, Simpsons.
Yeah,
I've never been to Simpsons.
Yeah, I've caught all my bigger flounder in the river.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
Port George?
That's where.
Port
yeah.
George is another good
Port,
place.
Port George.
Port George. Is
Nassau Sound.
Simpsons.
Nassau Sound.
You know, but I tell you what, since the last time I was out there last year when I got bumped by that big shark, I don't think I want to go wade fishing out there anymore.
Where at Nassau?
Nassau.
Oh yeah.
Especially
yeah.
you know,
sharks.
I used to go out in Nassau and go catch flounder on the docks out there, and you know, you catch a flounder out there, you got your bait bucket tied to you, and then you got your flounder tied to you.
I told you that story about.
There's just too many sharks out there to do
we
that.
We went shark fishing out there one night, and there's three or four of us. And the guy with the kayak never showed up, so we couldn't get the baits out. So
you swim them out?
Yeah. A friend of ours, after drinking a few Coca-Colas,
right.
he decided to take this bloody bonita, blood dripping all over the place now. So you figure the sharks already smelled the blood before
he
hit the water.
It all over him.
He sidearms to the middle of the channel from the point.
Mm-hmm.
We're
that's
on the point
nice
now.
Of him.
Okay, and it's like 10:30 at night.
How much you pay him?
Didn't pay him nothing. We did give him another beer when he got back. But
that's good.
But after he paddled out, we couldn't see him anymore. We figured, he's gone, you know. Either got ate or they took him out. About 15, 20 minutes later, here he comes back up, walking up the beach. He says, baits are out. Well, you got to be kidding me. He's sidearmed with a bloody bonita. Not even in a bag now, just holding it up above the water, out in the middle of Nassau Sound, drops it, and swims back.
And made it in that current.
And made it. Yeah, he come walking up the beach now.
I bet
so.
He was way down the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, unbelievable. I was surprised to see him come back. We done gave up on him, you know. We were all arguing who was going to use his setup.
Right, who's going to get it at the end of the night?
Who's going to inherit what?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's go up with trout. Now, yes. This is one of Craig's
wheelhouse.
This is one of Craig's big tournament fish is a trout.
Mm-hmm.
You see pictures on Facebook, you're going to see Craig with a trout.
Craig, how many trout tournaments have you won, Craig?
I can make a 15-inch trout look like a 17-inch.
Come on, I know.
Come on, Craig. He's got his camera tricks. How many trout tournaments have you been the top dog in?
There's only one trout tournament. That's the premier, and I can't compete in that since I run it.
Okay, well, like I said, how many trout tournaments have you won?
I've won a few trout classes in tournaments.
Okay.
Here and there, yep. I get lucky occasionally.
Lucky.
I don't think I've ever stuck a real big trout in a tournament. I've got some trout over 30.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have that 27.5 down at IFA.
Yeah, that's a
funny story. I got beat by a quarter inch.
Yeah, I got beat at St. Mary's by a quarter inch.
Yeah, well.
I had a 22, and Travis had a 22.25.
Yeah, you bring a 27.5 to an IFA tournament, you pretty much think you got it.
But that trout I caught.
Until they call somebody else's
trout
name.
I caught Saturday. Wow. I deep jigged him out of 17 foot of water. I got a new deep trout spot. So that was Very, very good.
It's not that one over in Arlington, is it?
Nowhere near Arlington. Okay. I don't know if there is 17-foot of water in Arlington.
I still haven't launched from there.
There
yet.
Is.
Is there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Another secret hole.
What's what's your technique?
For trout?
Yeah.
It depends on the time of the year. I mean, I love catching trout on top water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most exciting. But I probably catch the majority of my big trout on a mirror lure 27 MR.
Okay. Now, when you go for your trout, is that the first one you usually go after early in the morning?
Oh,
trout?
Yeah. Every time.
Yep.
If trout's involved, I'll go after that first.
Yep.
Regardless of the tide.
So regardless of the tide?
Regardless of the tide.
Okay.
I mean, to me, trout bite are best early in the morning or later.
Right.
And
the pier is the same way. You can get a trout bite off the pier for 2 hours, yeah, and it's gone. You're not during that two-hour window.
But that's not to say you can't catch, because there's been plenty of tournaments where I didn't catch a trout in the morning and I went ahead and moved to something else, then came back to the trout and got a trout like in the afternoon, like 2 p.m. or something.
In deeper water,
yeah,
in the middle of the day, you can get some trout, but I don't really find trout.
But you can just much
shallow during the middle of the day.
Much more likely you're going to catch a nice one in the morning.
How about flood tide during a flood tide?
Flood tide didn't do anything for me.
It does.
What's your setup? What kind of rod did you use? Reel you use? You a bait caster guy for trout, or you a spinning reel guy?
No, again, I usually use a even smaller reel for trout, like a 500, with usually a medium light rod.
Why the 500? I'm just curious.
Because it's really light, and I can really
back to the same thing.
I can really whip it, and I can throw it further.
I got you. Okay. What pound test you use? 10-pound test? 8-pound test?
It depends. Sometimes I go as low as 6-pound.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Are all you guys strictly braid and braid only?
Mostly. When I throw the 27MR, I used to use mono. I use 10-pound mono. Because I seem to catch more fish that way.
Is it the stretch, you think? Like, did you like better?
I love the feel.
I just seem to catch more fish with that 27MR when I got mono on it. I catch more fish.
Who do we know that uses 6? Is it 6-pound?
Eddie uses
He uses one.
He uses down to two.
He uses 2-pound, 1-pound.
Yeah, when he uses 2-pound, he loses
a lot of
fish.
He's on the heavy stuff.
He loses a lot of fish. So.
Do you use a shorter rod, though, like 6'9", 6'8"? Like I see a lot of guys, a lot of guys, they use it. I mean, I use a 7-foot or 7.1-2 or whatever for most of everything. But we'll be back and talk about it in a second. All right, folks, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM here in Jacksonville. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. You can reach us at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users, you can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. And if you're live streaming on the computer, go to www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow.com. That's fishing with no G.
And I'm going to get ready to post these guys' photo on the Facebook page for the Gone Fishing Show. So,
oh, good Lord.
Yep. As soon as I can do that.
Scare off our
just
audience.
Remember now, tomorrow, you got a low tide in the morning just about everywhere, and so you got an incoming tide up till about noonish. So it'll help you out. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on the water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back.
Right.
Yeah. All right, I believe we were finishing off with Craig Van Brocklin and the trout. Anything artificial, Craig, that you use for trout, your specialty go-to?
Well, the 27MR mirror lure, that's my favorite lure. I've been using the L30 a little bit, and that's like a 4 or 5 foot suspending lure with a small lip on it. And that seems to be working good, but that's really only good for certain times of the year. To me, those lip lures don't work real good when it starts getting really hot. Mm-hmm. The water starts getting really hot.
Now, what top water do you prefer?
Top water, I use a Skitterwalk, chartreuse color Rapala Skitterwalk.
Really?
Yeah, I also use a Super Spook Junior sometimes in the bone color. But I got
that's
all the Linnea's colors.
That's Linnea's go-to.
Yeah.
I got she'll throw that thing in the middle of the day and catch
all day
trout.
Long. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'll throw it all day.
Well, look, she's got a pool now to where she can practice.
Yeah.
So. But to me, all the top waters work good. It's just what works good for you, what's comfortable to you.
What you have confidence in.
Right. Yeah.
For big trout, I use a Super Spook.
Yeah, I've used that before.
The big three hook.
Like the one knocker kind of?
That Super Spook is it's big one. It's huge. Yeah. It's a large.
I've seen you throw it,
I've caught some over 30-inch.
The thing
trout
like
with
the
that.
Super Spook Junior, it seems like if it's a little wavy or there's a lot of ripples in the water, it doesn't work as good. You don't get as good action, which you still get the good action out of the Skitterwalk, Skitterwalk.
Well, Craig, tell people that are listening that maybe aren't good trout. You know, trout's not one of their strong suits. When you go out and target trout, obviously you've been doing a long time. For people that are listening, what's a good place to kind of start off, maybe what kind of structure should they look for, or what type of water should they look for, and that kind of stuff?
I would actually start out not around the structure. I'd go out where there's a lot of moving water around grass lines, mm-hmm. like in creeks. Mill Cove is a perfect place to learn how to trout fish, because you've got structure there, you've got docks, you got a lot of all those grass islands. Oops, all those grass islands hold trout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was catching there. I was there last week in the afternoon just playing around. I was throwing the top water, wasn't getting anything. I started throwing the MR27, and I started getting trout hits and catching trout around the islands. And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I like a suspended bait.
Yeah.
Does a 27 get down, you think, farther than the 17?
It's a weird lure. Some only go down about 12 inches. Some will go down 18 inches. I got one to 1.5 right now. It'll go down about 3 feet.
I've got one that
won't like, go down. Some are weird. I don't know if I cracked it or what.
I've got one that won't go down at all.
Remember that?
Yeah, and I've
ran
into that. Tim, Tim and Stan Augustine.
And, yeah, and I've used the Bomber A lures, the suspended. That's the floating. It'll go down 5 foot and float back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've bought some of those, and they'll only go down a foot. It's like every lure seems to be different sometimes.
You know, let me ask you this question. I was watching Chris, I think his name is Chris Bush. He had a Speckled Truth. Yes. He had a thing on the other night, and I thought it was super interesting. And I watched it, and we were talking about, you know, when you buy your lures, they have your you've got the eye, and then they come with a split ring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave your split ring on or off? What do you do with your split ring? Do you take it off or leave it on?
I generally leave it on.
Do you use loop knot?
No, I never use loop knots.
Okay, how about you, Jeff?
Let's just tie it straight to it.
Yeah.
To a split ring? You take the split ring off?
No.
See, I've had it before. Here's why I ask. I've had, like, doing, I use a loop knot, and I actually had the loop knot get caught, you know, mm-hmm. just right in the gap
that's
of it.
Because you're using a loop knot.
That's why I don't use loop knots.
I end up
making a mess. They get,
yeah.
I mean, I'll get them hooked. The treble will be
the treble it or be something. In, yeah, I'm, you know, and I can't get that loop small enough.
So you don't ever use a loop knot ever?
And at my age, it's hard for me to mess with, you know, tying little knots and stuff out in the water.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know? Frank Gregg years ago showed me how to tie a loop knot, and Frank Gregg uses it. So
yeah, Chappie showed me how he tied his.
Yeah.
It works for him.
I tie a loop
knot. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, you know.
Yeah. What works for one person doesn't necessarily work for everyone.
I was just asking.
What you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Everybody's got their own personal preference. Yeah. I throw a loop knot on probably 80% of the stuff I throw, but I do to take the split ring off because I have, like I said, one time I had the, you know, the loop got caught in where the split ring separates.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get caught in there actually, and it actually broke the line because of it. So, you know, I've always taken off the split ring, but I didn't know, you know, what people's thoughts were about.
That's what I tie on to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tie on to the split ring.
That's cool.
All right. Let's go to the next one. This one's going to be interesting. Now, we're talking a couple of these guys strictly fish 80% out of kayaks. So I don't know if you've hooked into these fish or not, but let's go with some tarpons.
Ladyfish?
No, nope, we're talking tarpons now. We're talking 60-pound plus tarpons.
Oh, real tarpon.
Real tarpon.
I'll just sit out of the conversation.
You haven't hit any in the kayak.
I do not target tarpon. I just have no desire to catch a tarpon.
Okay.
So I don't target them. I have caught them before
mm-hmm.
on accident.
Right.
And they jump a lot.
I've hooked them on accident.
They do jump a lot.
Now, I remember that the guest we had last week, Elizabeth, she hooked a nice tarpon. She caught one.
A big one.
Yeah, it was big. And
Matt Embry had a picture that was taken. It's a great shot. Whoever took it, you know, is showing Matt in his kayak. He's got the rod sort of sideways, and the fish is coming out of the water.
Right, right.
And it's just a really cool looking shot.
Mm-hmm. Donnie.
Sir.
Boat. Tarpon. Yes, sir. You got a hell of a picture.
Yeah, I have caught a real nice tarpon. I was someone in we were actually fishing on the bottom very deep and hooked into a big one and fought him about 2.5-3 hours and finally landed him actually and, you know, got to put our hands on him and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it was an awesome experience, one I'll never forget. But, you know, like this year when I've gone out to target him, I was down south and like near Flagler area with one of our guys that writes for the paper and is a friend of the show. We were targeting them, and we were watching them. We try to get there right at daylight because they roll, as you know, and so you can mm-hmm. see them roll. And, of course, we try to pitch at them with the plastics at them, that kind of stuff. Some guys will throw, use a pop, you know, slip float. A lot of guys use a slip float, too. Like when I did it, we fished for them on Wednesday of this week, and we were using a slip float, actually, where I had seen them, and you could see them roll and that sort of stuff. We were using a slip float with pogies underneath it.
Pogies, yeah.
Pogies. Some guys use live shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys use finger mullet. I think it's just
well. They use live crab.
Yes, a lot of them use the peeler crab.
Yeah, guys use that whole crab. And hook them behind the leg and toss them out there and let them swim.
A lot of guys will freeline, too. We were doing that. In fact, the guy in the boat right next to me, he was freelining a pogie. He was actually pitching a pogie up against the rocks, and he actually caught one and boated one, you know, a juvenile one. So, you know, there's several ways that you can do it. I wouldn't say I'm an expert on by any means of targeting tarpon, but when I go out and do it, I'll have one on the bottom. I'll have one on a float of some sort, and then I will have we'll free line one also, and you know that we can pitch at them. That's the way I would, you know, I've just kind of learned to target them that way. Okay. But you, like I said, you can catch them on the bottom, like the one I caught. We caught on the bottom, and you know, really really deep water. You're 70 plus foot deep water.
Yeah. Now you'll get them in the intercoastal. Now you will get tarpon in the intercoastal.
During certain times of the year, you'll see them down past Fuller Warren.
Right.
The one I hooked a few weeks ago was actually in the intercoastal. It was in Sister
There's an North actual Bay. Spot called Tarpon Hole.
Yeah. In the creek. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you with me?
And where is that, Joe?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's somewhere between those two bridges. Somewhere around that second bridge from the, if you're going south, it's that second bridge.
Yep.
There are a couple of creeks that you can go target them in, like the one I actually hooked the other day. You know, we saw them rolling and didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. But, you know, we were fishing for redfish, but we saw them rolling. And I'd made a cast, and all of a sudden, boom, and you could tell him something smoked. And all of a sudden, he come flying up out of the air. He's about maybe 3.5 foot, 4 foot. Mm-hmm. He come flying up out of the air. And, of course, it was over before it started because it had on 10-pound braid, 15-pound leader, you know. But it was still really cool, and it was fun. We went out
a couple of weeks ago, Don, and we're coming up. The intercoastal, and we had one that guy, I mean, 150-pound fish.
Yeah, he was a monster.
And it rolled 5 feet from the boat.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we weren't really going fast. We were going 15, 20.
Right.
And it was pretty exciting to see that big a fish roll up on you.
Hey, I was coming down Sisters maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and, you know, where like Mud River is.
Yeah.
Like right past Fort George. I guess one was chasing bait because we were watching the bait bust. Well, he comes flying up out of the water almost right by the sign, right there by Mud River. And I had some clients on board, and they were like, holy cow, look at that. And you're talking about a big one? Mm-hmm. He was a big one. But Jeff is right, though. I forgot about that. We saw buck 50, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a big one.
Speaking of big ones, between Jeff and Craig in the kayaks, hook any sharks of any decent size?
Yeah, I caught a 10-footer off. Out of the jetties.
Wow.
A kayak.
I've caught some 4 or 5 footers off the beach.
Okay.
So let me ask you this question. So when you're in a kayak, obviously I don't do it, but so when you hook into something that big, whether it's a bull red or whether it's a giant shark or a tarpon, do they basically just pull you guys around? We'll get back to this right after the break, whatever.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Slay ride.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, slay ride.
I want to hear the story, though. All right. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. Apple and Android users, you can download the app by typing in Sunny, FM 102.3. If you're on the computer, visit our website at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow with no G.com.
296-2692. You got a little story you want to tell us and share with everybody? Give us a call, 296-2692. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. We got 2 segments left. Hold on.
Who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. 7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
This year marks the 61st anniversary of Boger's Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 61 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Since Father's Day is June 17th, Boger's Shoes has decided to celebrate Father's Day all month long by offering all dads 20% off any purchase of $100 or more. Some restrictions may apply. For 61 years, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. And with a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. For 61 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay. All right. We're back. Listen closely. This is going to be an interesting one. I think this is one of the toughest fish to catch for me that I have the most issues with.
That's the ladyfish.
That'd be any of them.
That would be a catfish.
I thought you were kind of pro.
Sheep's head. We're doing sheep's head.
Mm. All right, sheep's head.
Yeah.
Talk to us, Craig. I caught a couple of small ones.
Yep, I like fiddlers, and I use a Carolina rig.
Yeah, I'll set this one out.
I use a small number one bait hook.
Yeah.
And I catch them up.
All right. Fiddlers only?
I've only ever caught sheephead on fiddlers.
You don't use any snot bait? Call them snot baits?
No, no, no. People do, and people are successful. And, you know, again, it comes down to what you're comfortable with. Okay. I use fiddlers, and I prefer to fish pilings, and I definitely will scrape the pilings as much as I can.
Do you cram as many fiddlers on that hook as you can get on there?
I used to do that, and now I've just used one.
Okay.
And I still catch sheephead.
Right. So, now, do you fish? Does Chip have the kayak division again? No. He's not doing that anymore, is he?
No, there's
that's in Founder.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have kayak. He doesn't allow kayaks in it.
Boats only.
Yeah, boats only.
Okay. All right. Now, the El Cheapo.
Have you ever placed in the El Cheapo with a kayak?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gotten like 18th this year. I mean, I won the kayak division, obviously.
Obviously.
Who'd you beat out?
Old Jeffrey. Old cousin Donkey Donk.
Cousin Jeff came in second.
I felt really good when I came up there with my fish until I looked in Cousin Craig's cooler.
I knew what you
I was
caught.
Deflated.
So when I caught that one and I weighed him, I was like, oh, I beat Cousin Jeff. I'm not even going to call him.
I remember I went out on a media boat. Was it 3 years ago, maybe?
4 years ago.
Was it 3 or 4 years ago? And Jeff had launched off of the north.
Oh, yeah, Jeff and
North
Robin
Jetty's now. Over there. Yeah. And we're on the wind. It was like 4 to 6.
Yeah, there was a good 4 to 5.
The wind was blowing like 25, 30 knots.
He's scared of their waves.
And I see Jeff Altman out there at the end of the jetties just having a good time with a smile on his face. I says, who is this kooky bird, man?
If you look at some of the video of that, it's like in between the swells, the kayaks kind of disappeared
down
the bottom.
Yeah.
You can't even see him.
He was there. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, he's gone. There he is. He's gone.
Yeah, when y'all told me y'all were doing that, I was like, wow. Y'all are brave.
Kahunas.
But now that wind was coming out of what? The it was a southwest.
Yeah. This year?
Because if it was coming out of north, you wouldn't have been nowhere around those rocks.
No, we'd have been on the other side.
On the other side. That's right.
We'd have been on the inside.
Well, you'd have been on the bay side.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Coming back in, that was challenging to say the least.
Jeff, give us your lowdown about sheephead fishing, bud. I know you're pretty successful at it too.
How you catch?
Actually, I've caught some really nice ones on the mini no brainers, and just throwing crab out. Take a quarter crab, throw it out there, and let it sit on the bottom. If you're creek fishing.
You're targeting a certain area, though? I mean, you're targeting, like, structure, grass, sheep? I mean.
Just deep water.
Okay.
You know, but during certain times of the year, the sheep's head move in from offshore to breed, which is, what, March, I believe it is?
February, March.
Yeah. End of February, March.
So you still got cold water.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, the water's nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I caught a good one this year, and that one came off a fiddler, and it came off a dock in a creek. So
yeah, and that was on the mini no-brainer?
Yeah.
That's what I used in 2017 tournament.
Yeah.
I just
dropped it down.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I dropped it down. I was paddling. There was a dock that I wanted to fish, and I'm pedaling by this one, and I look over at it, and I go, I need to go throw something right there. It's just one of those feelings, you know, and I drop it down and sat down there for a minute, and I felt, you know, just a slight tap on it and reeled it up. No fiddler, which was a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I hooked up another fiddler, and I dropped it down, and I felt the rod tip go down, and when the rod tip went down, I just reeled a little bit, and it was on. And it was, I think that one was like 5'8", I think.
How do you feel about regulations?
It's like 6'8".
Craig?
Was it 6'8"?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Craig, how do you feel about regulations? You think it needs to be adjusted, lowered?
You talking about how they go down to 8 fish or something? I mean, they could have went down to 5 fish. I mean, I don't catch that much sheephead.
It starts, I believe, July the 1st, I think.
I don't really go out and try to catch that many sheephead, so I really don't care, but I know some guys like Chris Beasley, that's really the only thing they ever target.
Right.
So it hurts them.
I
mean, my feeling is there's plenty of sheephead, and there's such little pressure on them. I don't see why they're reducing the limit.
And it's only during a few months of the year that you're actually targeting the fish. And they're not an inshore fish.
They're not targeted very much. You know, they're not even targeted at all, hardly, down South Florida.
And South Florida, or you know, the West Coast.
Yeah.
They're trash fish.
Yeah, they don't even target them. Mm-hmm. They don't even fish for them. Mm-hmm. So I can't believe that there's
sharks. They get pissed down when they catch them.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Around the Skyway Bridge and all that, like, over in Tampa.
Man, that's a good sandwich right there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember last week on the show we had the representative from the CCA on here? That lady was talking about some of their way they collect data. Day before yesterday, at the boat ramp, they had a individual out at Mayport.
With his clipboard
and stick.
I've heard of that.
Collecting data. And we asked him that same question, and a little evasive about it, but it was still the same scenario. Ask you about certain species, whether you're targeting them or not. It's either a yes or a no in the box.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. same thing on Wednesday.
So did you catch any snapper that day?
No, did not.
No, they must be depleted.
There's none.
There's
no snapper out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be able to fish for them for 5 years.
And you're fishing Sisters Creek, and there's no red snapper there.
Yeah, I was out in Sisters.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I feel, personally, it's going to get to a point where you go offshore, you're going to start to have trouble with your prop. You're going to start hitting red snapper, getting in your props.
Right.
I see. I guess, what coast was it on? A bunch of people caught some. They've been catching a bunch of them here recently. I guess the season opened up.
Season's opened over
federal waters, I guess.
West
Gulf.
Coast.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you're in the Gulf, you can catch all you want. They don't care.
That's something I just don't understand, the difference between.
Yeah, they get like a month. Their season's months, and ours is a weekend.
Yeah.
Like 9 days or something.
Hey, 2 3-day weekends. Get it right.
No, just two.
6 days we're allowed to catch those fish.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's what, the 11th through the 21st? It's on now, isn't it? Or is it next?
What? For East Coast?
It's not on now because you'd be seeing a
lot. No, they haven't even.
I think it's July 11th through the 21st or something like that.
No, they haven't even given dates for the East Coast yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And they're not even positive that they're going to open it for the East Coast.
That's on the East Coast side of the state.
For red snapper.
Wow. Well, I guess you just drive across the other side of the coast and, I guess, catch them, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's only, you know, a couple of hours. What is it?
Two and a half hours.
Two and a half hours.
Crystal River.
And you can get over there and, you know, drag a boat over there and you can go fish.
Well, yeah, I don't quite understand it, but, hey, I just follow the law.
Yeah.
I don't make it. You know?
Yeah.
There's no sense to worry about it. But
all right, let's knock out this last one.
All right.
I call them the big nasty.
Ladyfish.
Black drum.
Oh, black drum.
Black drum. Big uglies.
Big uglies, big nasties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good eating fish if you keep it to a decent size. Some of them, you know, and not 100% of them oversized or full of worms, but they, most of the time you will find some worms.
I caught about a 5-pounder on a Barbie rod during the Barbie rod challenge.
Seriously.
Browns Creek. Yeah.
Wow. We actually caught a few of them the other day. I guess they call them puppy drums. Mm-hmm. Like some of my clients called them. Yeah. But they were small. They were like 14, 15, 17, something like that. We caught three of them.
That's dinner right there.
Yeah, it's a good 17, fish. 18.
Throw them all good back. Eating.
Throw them back. Anyways, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show with Jeff Altman today, Mr. Craig Van Brocklin, Mr. Joe Dion. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. If you want to listen to by your app, you can download the app on the Play Store. Go to Sunny FM 102.3. Or if you're at home, check out the computer. Listen to www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishing with no G, show.com. Thank you.
296-2692. Y'all stand by. We're going to return shortly. We've got one more segment to go. So if you want to make a phone call, you need to do it now.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery, and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession, and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, we're back on the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Mr. Craig Van Brocklin runs the tournament section in the Fishing Connection newspaper, and Craig is going to give us a list of upcoming fishing tournaments that folks can take part in, when they are, and details about them. So, Mr. Craig, what you got for us, bud?
All right. Well, tomorrow we have the Clay Roberts Inshore Tournament and the Cabs Meetings tonight at
Mudville Grill,
7 o'clock.
Down at Atlantic Boulevard and Beach, where it comes together.
And that's really good. I like that restaurant. We eat lunch there
or
all
where
the time.
It splits.
Yeah.
Yeah, right where Atlantic and Beach come together. Splits, as you would say, Joe. Okay. After that, we don't have a whole lot of tournaments coming up. The King Buster tournament out of St. Augustine is June 23rd and 24th.
And you can get all the info for that out of the Fishing Connection as well. They're running a nice
app. Is that the Ancient City one?
No. King Buster, no.
No, this is the one off Sisters Creek. This is the biggie.
It's the granddad.
No, that's July.
No, that's July. This is the King Buster.
Oh, the King Buster. Okay.
St. Augustine, not Jacksonville.
Yeah. Most of the tournaments out of St. Augustine are sponsored by Ancient City.
Is that what's the date on that one?
That's June 23rd.
Okay.
The Ancient City Fishing Game Association, there are a lot of good people. Mm-hmm. I fished their Pink Up the Spots tournament last year and had a really good time.
And their ad is in the Fishing Connection as well.
Correct.
Okay. I think the King Buster is actually run by a guy named Dave or Paul. Okay, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at the end of the month, the 30th, we have the Jacksonville Elite Redfish. That's going out of Morningstar Marina, and you just show up that Saturday morning. It's by 6 a.m. You can register. And new tournament, Jalen Ramsey of the Jaguars is putting on the Redfish 2.0 on the same day. That tournament is $60 entry. You can register
on payout too.
Yeah, it's $1,500 for first.
Yeah, they changed it.
Yeah,
but it's $60.
But it's still a good payout for a $60 tournament.
Mm-hmm. It was going to include like a meet and greet with Jaguar players and so forth at Topgolf. They've changed it. You can go there and register, I guess, outside or something. But to actually go into the
it's $100.
The party's $100.
Right.
To meet and greet with the Jaguar players.
And then another $60 to fish the tournament.
And $60 to fish
and that
tournament.
Money goes where?
Jalen Ramsey Foundation.
That's the Jacksonville Boys Club of North
Carolina. Yeah, it said that there's certain, like 60% or something is going toward toward the
Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coming up the July 14th is the Bitter Kingfish Tournament week starts, and that's the Redfish Tournament that day.
Right.
Redfish Tournament, Junior Anglers Tournament. There's a kids stock tournament.
July 14th, and then throughout the whole week, they got different tournaments going mm-hmm. on. After that, there's not too much happening.
September?
Ancient City Game Association is putting on the Backwater Tournament on July the 5th, I believe.
Do we have anything in August?
That's the one I was asking about. Is that a two-day one?
That's like a two-day one. It's really good payout, like $5,000 for the biggest redfish.
Yeah.
Or the two biggest redfish.
Yeah, you can alternate. Yeah. You know, if you catch two one day, you can fish the second day. And if you have one, you can drop one fish.
Yeah, you get your best two fish.
Two best redfish over a two-day period.
Out of four.
Yeah. And like I said, it's got really good prizes.
Yeah, good prizes and music and food. Yeah.
Is there any tournaments in August?
August, the only tournament I see is the Jacksonville Elite Redfish. Tentatively has one scheduled for August 25th.
Okay.
And that's out of Morningstar Marina.
So when's the big one start back up, Craig? When is like the IFA or the Florida Pro start back up? Is that September, I believe?
The IFA is September 30th, same day as English for a Cure.
Okay.
That's IFA Titusville.
And what about the Florida Pro? Should be the last stop here in
Florida Pro is September...
The 8th, I think it is, something
like
that.
Yeah, September the 8th.
Okay.
Hey, since there's a tournament tomorrow, Joe, how's the bait situation down at Rick's?
I have no clue, my friend. I haven't been there. Well, I did go by the other day.
So everybody go by yesterday Rick's morning. And pick up your bait for the tournament tomorrow.
I'm sure he should have everything in. We've been getting some nice shrimp coming in all week. And mud minnows, plenty of muds. We're in the tanks. Keith's been getting the blue crabs every day.
I picked up some muds over at Brown's when I was out there last week, right. And they were really nice.
Yeah, yep. And your mud supplier now is everybody. It's the same guy that's supplying all the mud. So
everybody's
but each shop has
muds.
A little nickname for all their muds, you know.
So, Craig, by the way, the Clay Roberts tournament, that's for in and river or ocean, correct?
In river or ocean, yeah.
And,
in honor
and that tournament
Clay,
benefits
Clay Roberts.
Clay Roberts,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just letting
well, they use the proceeds to fund scholarships mm-hmm. for needy students.
It's a great tournament.
Like yeah.
Great tournament, great cause, good people.
Great people, really mm-hmm. good people. They
did you do any good in that tournament last year?
Let's see, last year. Oh, I think I won the redfish division last
year.
Oh,
yeah.
How'd you
in
do,
in a kayak.
Jeff? How'd you do?
I think I won the flounder.
You won the flounder because
yeah,
of Jeff?
I think we beat out 88 boats in our little plastic.
That's a good day. Tomorrow I'm probably going to suck, but, you know, last year was really good.
Well, they're expecting, same deal as far as the weather-wise tomorrow, afternoon showers. Sunday's supposed to quiet down a little bit more, showers inland than along the coast. So, mm-hmm. But it's still going to be hot.
Yeah.
This weather's
really
messed up.
Well, if you're in Arlington, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, well, except around the area I'm at, it's like it's just, I think I'm in a dome.
Yeah, tomorrow the high is going to be 89 degrees, cloudy, thunderstorms. In the afternoon, certain spots starting at 6 a.m., which is roughly safe light, 4%, and then the rain's going to roll in about, it looks like about, what time is the weigh-in tomorrow?
Weigh-in, I believe, is at
4?
4 is what I want to say.
Yes.
And they put the weigh-in back at Beach Marine.
That's the,
Beach weigh-in is at Beach Marine.
Because it was somewhere, it was Sisters, right?
It was going to be Sisters Creek.
And now it's at Beach Marine, okay. Yeah, they're calling for rain.
Okay.
Hey, so if anybody needs insurance, call Cousin Craig.
Yep, that's what I wanted to do, insurance. Get along with that. Dimitri Insurance, Mr. Craig Van Brocklin.
Yeah, we get you taken care of.
Yep.
Yep.
Craig Van Brocklin has all the insurance you need.
And he can even get your kayak covered.
Kayak coverage, too.
Yep.
Anybody needs, has a nuisance animal that needs taken out from an area, can call Mr. Jeff at American Trappers.
I can certainly take care of it.
Yep. Who should we call for inshore charters?
Yeah. Jeff Altman?
I called Donnie Taylor. Inshore Outdoors.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He'll fish inshore, but you got to be outdoors to do it.
That's yes. Sometimes.
You and who should you call if you need a male or escort?
And Mr. Joe Dean.
Male escort.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got my book from Rick. All right, guys.
Rick,
all right.
Rick taught you everything you need to know.
Please be safe out there on the water tomorrow, this weekend. I want to say happy Father's Day to everybody out there who is a dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And other than that, like I said, please be safe. Yeah. I want to thank Jeff Altman, Captain Donnie Taylor, Mr. Craig Van Brockman.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, folks, tomorrow the JEA is blowing up. Our city's blowing up. The cooling towers over there.
Yeah, right? Off of Hexer Drive.
The implosion, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock a.m.
So watch out for traffic issues and with Hexer Drive and other things like that. Yep. So you know, kind of govern yourself accordingly.
There will be road closures.
Yeah. All right, y'all be careful. We will talk to y'all next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day. Fishing.
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.